Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I have previously reminded you, the trillions of dollars of federal government expenditures and debts generated by enactment of the CARES Act in March and other legislation will ultimately be paid by taxpayers and citizens, not by the government. The reason is that governments do not have resources of their own. Therefore, any spending and debt can only be covered by getting assets from the private sector. In previous commentaries, I have identified one way governments extract the wealth of the people, which is by decreasing the purchasing power of the currency. Already, the U.S. dollar index is down more than 10% from where it was when the CARES Act became law and is destined to fall further. Today I want to start to share the roadmap of higher taxes that will be imposed on people. Perhaps the best source of what tax increases to expect are what governments did during the Great Depression from 1929 onward. State and local governments are seeing their tax collections fall sharply as a result of the economic lockdowns imposed in reaction to the COVID-19 coronavirus. The Great Depression is the only comparable pastime period with the same huge decline in tax collections. Before the Great Depression, state governments did not receive any funds from the federal government. Today, the feds provide an average of one-third of state government revenues. No sales taxes were ever collected anywhere until Mississippi became the first state in 1930. Michigan adopted a sales tax 3 years later, by which time almost every other state had done so. Michigan's initial tax rate was 3%. It raised to 4% in 1960 and a 6% rate in 1994. Today, sales tax collections generate an average of 23% of state government revenues. To raise revenues, expect state governments to hike sales tax rates and also expand what is taxed by eliminating sales tax exemptions such as on food and beginning to tax services as well. There are more lessons from the Great Depression on how governments are likely to raise taxes soon to cover soaring expenditures and debt. Be sure to come back Friday for more details on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.